I bet you Mr. Austin would like to say a few words. I didn't check your body motion at all, Mr. Austin. It's just a thank you for staying. Don't. That's okay. You're going to pass.
Chairman Hobbins, Chairman Hank, members of the committee, my name is Jeff Austin here on behalf of the Maine Municipal Association. Thank you for hearing our concerns. We have been working with SBO. We had 9 comments. I think we've wrestled them down to 2 remaining. One is the tax. I think that's okay. I would add for 1 tweak in Part C to what was proposed about delaying until March 2011, and that's to specifically authorize the tax committee, which won't be in existence until January 2011, to report out legislation. It will be after the legislation. So that's a minor tweak. On this issue, I respect what the task force did and what Representative Fitz just said. That's what subsection 2 does. It expressly prohibits exclusionary zoning. We can't outlaw the turbine or the accessory structures. What the following section 3 is about is to what extent can we regulate it. We can't zone it out. Can we regulate it? To the extent that we're regulating it in a way that has the effect of zoning it out, you have that appeal process. I believe part of the law is amending this to make these facilities able to appeal zoning decisions to the PUC so that we can be trumped by them, and we did a rule on that a couple of years ago. So there's a secondary protection. No prohibition, we're agreeing to that. There's the secondary protection of appeal. So really what I don't think we're in dispute about whether municipalities can regulate the land side, anything above the water. Can we regulate it through our normal land use? I think the parties are in agreement on that. I think the issue is, to the extent it's submerged lands, but potentially within municipal boundaries, what are we saying? I think the draft says we're out. We can't do anything. And at this point, without having the benefit of talking to my coastal communities, seeing the extent to which they want that authority or the extent to which they would exercise it, we can't agree to give that up now. What we've said to Ms. Nagusky and others is that we'll work very hard this summer to get a clear answer and pull some coastal communities together and work on it. So we're not going to do nothing. We'll work on it this summer. So we would ask for 3 to be pulled so we can figure out what we would recommend to you to do on this. But we don't recommend this.
So there's ongoing discussions, which is good. Any questions, Mr. Austin? Thanks for coming, and thanks for staying. Anything else on this section? And that's the last...
That's it.
Mr. Chair.
At this hour, I'm tempted to let the possibility of us just moving out of here prevail. But there was a large question that was raised. In our process, we got the presentation, we got the question, we got comments, but we never heard back on the comments. And I'm not sure I want to go through all of them, but there were comments raised by the IECG about transmission being driven, and Ms. Nagusky, you never had a chance to address that. And I've looked a little again at the provisions that were raised, A2, A5, A11, and to me it looks like a really tricky equation, and I would love if you gave us a couple of minutes on how we do this. We could make a terrible mistake building a bunch of expensive transmission for projects that never get done or that don't really fit in. On the other hand, we're not going to have large offshore wind if we don't have transmission. The equation's dynamic because it also relates to switching of resource use and more electricity use for things that have traditionally been fossil fuels. How comfortable are you with how this language has ended up handling that? I see the transmission's not going to go forward without a certificate of public convenience and necessity, and a lot of factors have to be taken in. ICG's raised the concern that we're going to build expensive transmission that's not needed. Do we run that risk?
I don't think so, and here are the reasons why. First of all, Section A, 2, and the others on transmission are limited to renewable ocean energy projects only. So it's only, we're only talking about transmission for those projects. As you heard Dr. Dagger state, you know, we are starting sequentially, we are starting small and going larger. And I trust the Public Utilities Commission that it's not going to find make a finding that we should overbuild unless there's going to be a ratepayer impact. And I think that's why we have a commission. We have a commission with a tremendous amount of expertise. In every case, I'm sure they're going to hear from IECG and every other interested party on the pros and cons of the sizing of a line. And they have to make a lot of findings under the Section 3132. So they would have to make a lot of findings before they could approve a line that didn't just meet current growth, but that met future growth. And I have to say, just in general, in part because David Flanagan was on the Ocean Energy Task Force, but he really convinced us to the point that you can't talk about a 2-gigawatt or a 8-gigawatt wind goal without talking about transmission. If you read yesterday's New York Times, I mean, you read it all the time. You can't have one without the other. It's the horse and the buggy. And so we felt, the task force felt very strongly. We had a whole subcommittee on transmission and smart grid that state law and policy had to reflect the fact that we will not achieve these goals without acknowledging that transmission, new transmission, will be necessary. Nobody's favoring overbuilding transmission for the sake of overbuilding transmission. That would be stupid. But we do have to acknowledge that it will take transmission to achieve this because it is an intermittent resource, for one thing, and it's generally farther from load.
If you don't mind, I'm sure I am. Thanks. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess the follow-up question is, and I thank you for that answer, is does this change the equation on siting transmission in the state of Maine, or is this tailored to transmission that's engendered by development of offshore energy resources, not just wind, but other offshore energy resources?
It only changes it for, it's limited to the latter, ocean energy. Renewable ocean energy.
It's at least, as you understand it, intended to be limited to that.
It was carefully drafted to be limited
to that. So we can all, you know, check and...
you can check prior drafts if you would like.
Showing the evolution of the...
Yes.
The limiting. Thank you.